Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. A Michigan woman, Mariah Marie Gangler, has been sentenced to 3 years probation for failing to pay child support. The sentencing hearing saw Ms. Gangler credited for 123 days already served in jail. The court ordered her to pay a total of $27,942.35 in restitution, which includes just over $23,500 for child support arrearages. Assistant Attorney General Sarah Brenner had requested the longer probation period, citing Ms. Gangler's history of not making voluntary payments. Defense Attorney Kyle T. O'Mara highlighted his client's recent employment and efforts towards stability at an immersion center. The judge emphasized that the goal is to get Ms. Gangler employed to support her children rather than simply incarcerating her. Probation conditions include maintaining legitimate employment, abstaining from alcohol and drugs, and regular reporting to her agent. She also faces various fees and must comply with DNA testing. And Jason Glenn Sherrard has entered a guilty plea in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Sherrard. Mr. Sherrard pleaded guilty to count one of felony failure to pay child support. As part of a plea agreement, count two and habitual offender enhancement will be dismissed. The court will consider an 11-month delay of sentence during which Mr. Sherrard must continue monthly payments. The agreement includes conditional charge reductions. If arrearages are reduced to $15,400, the charge could be lowered to an attempt or to a misdemeanor disorderly person if the bail balance is paid in full. At the time of filing, Mr. Sherrard's arrearages exceeded $30,000, though he has since paid nearly $9,000, bringing the current amount to just over $22,500. The maximum sentence for this felony is up to 4 years in prison and or $2,000 fine. Sentencing has been scheduled for March 23, 2026 at 9 a.m., with his bond continuing as previously set. The Assistant Attorney General handling this matter did, however, make a decision that if he does pay off the balance by the next court date, then they would drop the charge to the misdemeanor. When we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fen and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe. That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fen and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In a Michigan courtroom, Brian Andrew David McWhorter has been sentenced on multiple charges, including a probation violation, assault by strangulation as a habitual offender, and aggravated stalking. He entered no contest pleas for these charges with a probation violation plea on December 1st of last year and the assault and stalking pleas on November 17th of last year. During the sentencing hearing, defense counsel argued that pre-sentence reports exaggerated the narrative, presenting character letters to show a different side of McWhorter, who they stated takes responsibility for his actions. The victim, Ms. McWhorter, delivered a powerful statement expressing that she will never forgive him nor feel safe around him again. The prosecution countered, highlighting the violent nature of the crimes and McWhorter's prior convictions for assault and weapons charges, arguing against the good guy narrative and requesting the maximum sentence. The court noted McWhorter was on probation for a weapons charge when these new cases arose, indicating a failure to reform. For the probation violation, McWhorter received a maximum of 34 months to a maximum of 10 years with credit for 340 days served. For assault by strangulation, he was sentenced to a maximum term of 4 years, 9 months to 20 years with 128 days credit. The aggravating stalking charge resulted in a minimum of 3 years to a maximum of 5 years with 110 days credit. All sentences are to be served concurrently, and McWhorter has been advised of his right to appeal the court's decision. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get along with your obituaries and weather anytime with school closings and cancellations right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.